Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The state of Chihuahua will be a significant part of the 27th National Meeting of Solidarity to be held in Mexico City on April 29 to 30. Idania Ramos, an official at the Cuban Institute of Friendship with Peoples, made the remark at the end of a working visit to that entity in which she verified the progress in preparations of the State Committee of the Mexican Movement of Solidarity with Cuba, organizer of the national meeting. The President of the National Assembly of Nicaragua, Gustavo Porras, reiterated Nicaragua's support to the Cuban Revolution. The deputy sent a letter on the occasion of the Nicaragua-Cuba Friendship Day, pointed out that the ties of brotherhood, cooperation, and mutual and unconditional support between the two countries are reflected in the pages of the history of both nations. Spanish Congresswoman Rosa Maestro denounced in Congress the effects of the United States blockade against Cuba and other countries, especially due to the Helms-Burton Act. In an interview published by Cuba Información in Spain, Maestro explained that the Helms-Burton Act, far from being reparation to U.S. companies affected by the nationalizations in Cuba in the 1960s, was approved to harm those who, from third countries, invested in Cuba. The communist parliamentarian described the U.S. blockade against Cuba as a genocidal act and a clear violation of international law. Cuba must be removed from the ignoble list of countries that sponsor terrorism, read a statement released in Portugal. The press release was signed by more than 160 Portuguese intellectuals, together with the Portugal-Cuba Friendship Association, who denounced the harassment to which Cuba is subjected by the United States. The text points out that Cuba has been subjected to an illegal and unfair blockade imposed by different governments of the United States for over 60 years, which has condemned for the 30th time at the United Nations General Assembly by the vast majority of its member countries. Europe for Cuba Channel highlighted the support of several organizations in Canada for the campaign Global Tsunami against the U.S. blockade against Cuba to reject that policy against the planet launched on April 3. The initiative calls on associations, prominent figures, and citizens to carry out actions from country to country and continent to continent as waves of solidarity with Cuba, a country that has been a victim of an economic, commercial, and financial siege imposed by Washington for more than 60 years. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.